Now it's time for Half Hour to Health. Sit back, relax.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like a move in the wood.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic. I'm joined by Dr. Graham this morning from Crossroads Chiropractic Lakeside up in Meredith. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you.
Summer. Woo.
I know. Finally.
Finally. So I was thinking about workplace subluxations the other day as I was bent over the chiropractic table.
That's one of those moments when you know you're a chiropractor, when you, like the other day when I was thinking about workplace subluxations.
I was probably solving subluxations for one of our practice members,
right,
while subluxating myself.
The cost of doing business.
The cost of doing business. So, and you know, of course, at the end of the night, I get adjusted myself. So, You know, all the damage is undone. But think about all those people that have a workplace that maybe is causing them to become misaligned in their spine, but because they don't know about chiropractic care or don't understand what a subluxation is, don't realize that they're doing any damage.
Right, because they may think, I just go to my office, I sit at my desk. Like, I'm not out there, like, bungee jumping. I'm not out there doing, like, you know, car crashes and all kinds of action stuff or whatever. Like, you know, why would I need a chiropractor when I'm just sitting here?
Yeah.
And the thing is that there's a lot of evidence that, you know, sitting or being sedentary, and this shouldn't be shocking at this point, should it, guys? But being sedentary is not good for you.
Right? In more ways than one.
In more ways than one. And one of those is subluxation. Now, if you don't know what subluxation is, in its simplest term, subluxation is a misalignment of a vertebra or a spinal bone. But the underlying stuff of that is much more complex, because when a bone gets out of place, it's not just, you know, oh, I have a bone out of place, I have a subluxation, but it changes the mechanics of your spine. It actually changes the neurological function of your body as well, because the spinal cord is housed inside the spine. And so something as simple as, you know, having a subluxation could have huge, huge implications for your overall health. And one of those doesn't have to be back pain, although it could be.
It could be.
But it doesn't have to be. And so subluxation is something that you may have even if you don't feel it.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the common secondary conditions that goes with subluxation, particularly in the lower back, is digestive problems.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of cases of constipation or the reverse of constipation.
Mm-hmm.
And people that come in with their back pain or issues with their lower back don't always tell us about that. But when they start getting adjusted and their bowels are more regular or functioning in a more proper way, then they mention it. Hey, could this be associated with getting adjusted?
Yeah, totally. And it's one of those funny things. You get that line a lot is, hey, this may not have anything to do with anything, but since I've been getting adjusted, this issue, insert whatever issue that may be in, has stopped or has changed or has improved. And a lot of times, like you said, it's digestive stuff. And if you think about, I mean, look at like how many people are using Prilosec. Look how many people pop Tums or Rolaids like they're candy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, digestive problems are really, really common. And a lot of times that is attached to low back issues because the way the neurology works down there.
Mm-hmm. So your digestive system, as with any organ system in your body, is controlled and coordinated by your nervous system. So your brain sends messages, in the case of your digestive system, to the smooth muscle to contract and relax and to move things along. So we see this effect of subluxation in people of all ages, so from babies with colic and constipation issues to teenagers and into adults and seniors. And as a chiropractor, what we do is look for these subluxations, which are the blockages to the nerve flow to allow the body to work better.
Now, subluxations can occur in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, some of them, you guys are going to be like, of course, like, yeah, I fell down the stairs. It's no shock that something could have happened to you there. So obviously trauma is one. So it can be something like huge, like a car accident, or it could be something relatively common that you don't even really think about, like slipping on the ice or something like that.
Carrying the groceries in.
Yeah. So trauma doesn't always mean like a major accident. It's just something that could, you know, subluxate or damage your spine.
And micro trauma too. Like the long hours of sitting.
Yeah, like repetitive use. Mm-hmm. And so that is probably even more common because a lot of times, I don't know about your experience, but a lot of people don't come into me and say, man, I have really bad low back pain because yesterday, you know, I crashed an airplane. Or I have really bad low back pain because yesterday I fell off a cliff. People come in and say, I have really bad low back pain and it's been happening on and off for like 10 years and I don't know what happened. And that's much, much, much more common in my experience. Mm-hmm. And that's usually, as Dr. Stephanie mentioned, the result of microtraumas or repetitive use. Mm-hmm.
So when you come into Crossroads, we evaluate your spine for subluxations, maybe even subluxations that you haven't been feeling. We palpate the spine. We feel for asymmetry, loss of motion, and segments that look like they could be a problem area. We also look at posture. We evaluate whether you're distributing your weight evenly, your shoulders, your head, your hips, all relative to one another as a screening tool. And then we obviously take a history, find out what things you've done in your lifetime that may have caused subluxations. And usually most of us have had several, if not dozens, of impacts and stresses to our spine. And then we do take x-rays when we find it necessary. And the x-rays can be quite revealing. So sometimes people say, oh, I've only had this neck pain or back pain for the past 6 months or the past week. And we look at the x-rays and we see signs of structural damage, meaning the subluxations have been there for more than 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah, and that's why it's so important to get checked by a chiropractor, even if you're not currently having pain, because you could potentially be sitting there with something that's subluxated and it's moving wrong and it's breaking down and at an accelerated rate. And you may not have pain until years down the road. And at that point, a lot of times stuff can still be helped, but it can't be repaired in the same way once something is significantly damaged. Mm-hmm. And so it would be so much better for you to get checked and have the subluxations caught and then fixed before you ever had irreparable damage.
That would be the ideal world.
Because really, like when we're talking about potentially like, the workplace being something that causes subluxation, you know, sitting at your job. Or maybe your job doesn't involve sitting. Maybe your job involves doing too much the other way. But in all likelihood, you're not going to win the lottery tomorrow and become independently wealthy and be able to stop working. Most of us are going to have to keep working potentially for years and years. And if that's the case, we can't take that micro trauma necessarily away from you. There's ways we can improve it. There's ways we can make it better or less stressful on you, right? By altering a few things at your workstation or anything like that. But ultimately, you're probably going to have to work. So it's going to make more sense to remove the subluxations from your spine and take care of yourself and be a little bit more preventative and sort of prehab things than it is to fix it after it's broken because, you know, you're going to have to keep working.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was thinking about some of those professions outside of being a chiropractor and being bent over the table giving adjustments to everybody that are particularly, I think, subluxation causing. So waitresses. I feel like I've seen a half dozen or so waitresses in the last few weeks that have come in with upper back, between the shoulder blade, neck issues, the heavy trays and being one-sided.
Yeah, being on balance like that, that makes total sense.
Yep. Also people that do construction, and that's like a no-brainer because of the heavy lifting and perhaps moving things that are awkward in large and maybe not asking for help, more likely to have injured their lower back. Farmers, interestingly enough, people that are sitting on tractors or sitting on lawnmowers.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
People who clean for a living. I have a number of folks who clean homes for a living as practice members in our office because they're lugging in their vacuum and their tools, but then they're also doing a lot of bending over and rotational movements and stuff like that. So it can be stuff like that. And those things I think are a little bit more obvious. Mm-hmm. I do think sometimes office workers tend to think they're a little bit more immune. Mm-hmm. They'd say, well, you know, it's not like I'm a roofer or a mason or a landscaper for a living. I sit at a desk. Like, how bad can that be for my back?
It can be really bad for your back.
Yeah, indeed.
So in looking at some of the office ergonomics, there was a study of 2,374 office workers in Japan and the inconvenient arrangement of the mouse in relation to the body, along with the mouse being at an inappropriate height to the desk, set workers up for arm, wrist, and neck pain. And that's, I think, should be obvious to us now, but yet so many people still sit at a desk that hasn't been ergonomically set up for their body shape and size.
Absolutely.
So if you are one of those desk workers, my suggestion to you, first of all, is to get a standing workstation and stop sitting. But if that's not possible, use boxes, use pieces of wood, whatever you got your hands on to raise the monitor to be at eye level so that that monitor is up high, especially if you're a taller person. And then try to find a way to make sure that the mouse is lower at a more relaxed, I wish we were on TV, we could show things, but it's radio, at a more relaxed level.
Yeah.
So that you don't have a little hike in your shoulder. You know how you just raise your shoulder just a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and then you leave it like that for hours to control the mouse? Our bodies weren't meant to have those micro movements for such long period of time.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing about that is that a lot of businesses now will offer an ergonomic like evaluation for mm-hmm. you. But I think it may be sometimes one of those things you have to pursue yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So do realize the value of your office ergonomics. We get like, I need a comfortable bed because I'm there, you know, a third of my life. That makes sense. And if you don't have a comfortable bed, then you're there for a third of your life, man. Get a comfortable bed. But you're also potentially spending at least 40 hours a week at your workstation. And so you try doing something wrong for 40 hours a week, or I always tell people, you know, like when you sleep at night and your hand is like folded under your body or something, or under your head, and you wake up in the morning and you uncoil your hand and you're like, oh, this is the worst thing ever. It hurts. That was like 8 hours, maybe one shot. Imagine having your arm or your shoulder or your neck or your low back in the wrong position for 40 hours and then multiply that by 40 years. And then don't be shocked that you have issues. And so take the time to figure this stuff out. And frankly, like the standing workstation, those have gotten significantly less expensive in recent years. I do think you can probably pick them up for less than $200 at this point.
Definitely.
And which, you know, it's still an investment, obviously. I understand that. But if you compare that to the cost of potential health issues, mm-hmm. it's really a drop in the bucket. Because when you have a bad low back and you have to go for one ER run and you get that $1,800 bill, you'd be like, man, I should have just dropped that $190 on a standing workstation.
Absolutely. And you know, that's something that I hear people almost complain about or use as an excuse is that, oh, well, my company won't buy me a standing workstation or they won't buy me a new chair. Like, I can't get that through. And I say, you know what? Give yourself a birthday gift. Give yourself an early Christmas gift. Buy yourself a good chair. And when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about what you should be looking for in an office chair, because I think that's important because
mm-hmm.
fit is very important to protecting your back. But we do have to take a break. We're here on Half Hour to Health. We're talking office ergonomics and subluxation this morning. We will be right back. Stay tuned.